greetings from the first end of the wire, AOP, Little River Band, one of the nicest Santa groups around. Cool Change, and we also heard Lonesome Loser. And speaking of, well, I can't say that, but Bill Hayes is in it for today. You catch my drift? It's 3:17. How are you? Got a new forecast in. We'll be getting to that. And the London West Progressive Conservative Association will be holding a nomination convention to select a PC candidate to contest the next federal election in the constituency of London West. Tonight, registration begins at 7 p.m. at Saunders Secondary School, and the guest speaker will be the Honorable William Jarvis, PC MP, Minister of State for Federal and Provincial Relations. That's 7 p.m. tonight. 10:33, Clark Road. CKSL London weather, cloudy and a few flurries tonight. It'll go down about minus 11 to minus 13. It's going to be chilly. A nice night to go skating up at Victoria Park. I went two nights ago, and you can't even tell it's cold outside. You get going, you know how it is skating. What am I telling you? Basic rules of skating, part one. Actually, tomorrow's going to be cloudy, and we'll get some more flurries, too. Highs, well, about minus 7 for Thursday. Cloudy and some snow late in the day, so it's time to, you know, really be careful about driving. We haven't had too much snow so far this year, so we're not quite used to it. That's the way it works. It's 3:20 at CKSL, and it's minus 6 degrees. And Gordon Lightfoot, and the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on CKSL. Saturday nights are special on CKSL. 6 hours of pure music, commercial-free, non-stop. You don't even have to get your record scratched at a party. Saturday Night Live 2 at Kelly's Boogie Parlor. This week, Larry Silver and the group Busker. It's 3:30 at CKSL. Good afternoon. This is Kevin Nelson with you until 4 o'clock. Just going through the paper, I can't believe it. There's a lady, 73 years old. She's a widow, and she only paid $150 for her total food bill last year. And she's not worried about it. Apparently, she eats well. Of course, it doesn't mention that she owns the state of Idaho.